Continue in 38 at the bottom, Yudalad on top. We will start. You know, we'll start four lines at the top, even though we learned a little bit of this already. After the first number of chapters, Alter Rebbe is explaining what the godly soul is composed of, what the evil soul is composed of. Okay, everything that exists in Kedusha exists in evil. The godly soul has 10 powers, 3 intellects, 7 emotions. The animal soul has 3 intellects, 7 emotions. Each one of them has thought, speech, and action. The Alter Rebbe gave a broad definition of evil. Anything which is not godly is evil. There's 2 levels of evil. Total evil that cannot be elevated, and the level of evil that you could elevate. Okay, that's what we learned basically until now. In Perek Tes, in chapter 9, the Alter Rebbe starts explaining the battle that goes on in the body. And he says, the Nefesh HaBam is the animal soul of the person. Where does it manifest itself? Where does it reveal itself? In the heart, on the left side, which is full of blood. The godly soul is primarily in the brain, and in the right side of the heart, as we learned, which has no fresh blood. Okay? So he says, this is but the godly, where the godly soul is, this is where the animal soul is. But the Pasuk says, there is a battle. Masrifka was told in the prophecy, you have 2 nations in your stomach, meaning you have good and bad, okay, and one will constantly fight. And he says, there is a battle going on of 2 kings controlling the city. The city is the body, the 2 kings are the godly soul and animal soul. And as Alter Rebbe started explaining, the 2 souls are fighting to control the body. Okay, so he said like this. We'll start 4 lines, but I'm going to go through quickly because this we learned already. So it is also the 2 souls, the godly soul and the animal soul, are battling with each other for conquering the body. And all the limbs of the body. What's the battle? So he elaborates now for a whole page what the godly soul wants. Shall the kiss the godly soul have to retain its will and desire is that he levadim shallah soul of it alone should control the body. Umarigasi and lead it, and all the organs of the body should be subdued and subjugated to it. Ubetalim etzla legami completely nullified. Umerkove elan the complete chariot, meaning wherever the rider leads it, that's where the horse goes, meaning the body should be automatically controlled completely by the godly soul. V'yul levush, and the body should be a garment. Le'esem b'chinasar, to the 10 levels of intellect and emotions. V'gimel levushar, now in the 3 garments of thought, speech, and action. She'yislab shukulam be'ivari aguf, that they should all be in the body. V'yaguf kule mole mehem levadam, and the body should be full only of what the godly soul wants. V'le'yav ezor b'techem chasasholim, and no foreigner should even pass through it. And this is what we were discussing before. The godly soul doesn't even want a foreigner even passing through the body. Meaning the Yetzer Hara shouldn't have even a step in the body, even if it's not moving in, it's just passing through. It also shouldn't have it. The Hainu, and he explains like this. What does it mean? Talas Meichen Shebedosh, the 3 levels of the brain, should be full of Chabad of Nefesh Lekis, only the intellect of a godly soul. She Chochmas Hashem Obinasi, which is the wisdom of Hashem and his understanding. Lizbeinim Begdulasi, to meditate into the greatness of Hashem. Asher Adein Chek of Ein Sof, which God's greatness is unlimited. Ulehelin Mehemet, to give birth through the intellectual comprehension. Aidei Adas, through the level of Das. Hayira B'mechi Upach Hashem B'libei, the fear of Hashem in your mind and the awe of Hashem in your heart. And there's 2 things in serving Hashem, or in life also. There's yira and pachad. In English, it's translated probably as fear and might. What does it mean? Pachad is, not might, fright. Pachad is when you get a sudden fright. Yira, fear, is not a sudden fright. Yira is a premeditated, you know what's going on, and you're fearful from it. These are 2 levels of serving Hashem. There's a level of Yiras Hashem, and there's a level of Pachda, Pachad of Hashem. Both of these things are caused from the intellectual stimulation, the way the intellect of the godly soul realizes the greatness and awesomeness of Hashem, which causes to create within the person's feelings a love of Hashem, a fear of Hashem, va'avas Hashem, and a love of Hashem, keishbeira b'libe, with this burning sensation in the heart. And the Alter Rebbe mentions fear first, because fear is lower than love. First you come to fear, and then you reach a higher level of love. Of what type of love? Like a burning flame. Kirishpe shalheves, like a burning flame. Lias nechsef of a gamkosa nafshi, that his soul should have such a longing. Bachasheka v'chafetza, with a desire and a lust. Ledavka beba insa baruchu, to cling to Hashem. B'cholei v'nefesh, with all his heart and soul. What does the godly soul want? Very simple. The brain should be full of godliness. The feeling should be full of godliness. Nothing else should exist in the body but godliness. That's hard. And so much in depth of the heart on the right side where the godly soul finds itself. That there should be so full of love on the right side of the heart where the godly soul is, that it should overflow to the left side where the animal soul is. Because the animal soul is on the left side of the heart, the godly soul is on the right side of the heart. So he says the brain should stimulate such a tremendous love of Hashem on the right side of the heart that it overflows to the left side, that even the animal soul loves Hashem. It should be so full and overflowing that it should spread itself out to the left side, the kafyula sitracha, to break the evil temptations, which is yiseida mayim eroim shuba, the element of bad water of the animal soul, which is taiva, miklipis nega, which comes in the neutral level of evil that we learned about before. What does he want? L'shanesa, to change it, ulahavcha, and to transform it, mitainuge elam hazeh, from the enjoyments of world, la'aves Hashem, to love of Hashem. So the godly soul went very simple. The brain should meditate into the greatness of Hashem, create feelings of love and fear of Hashem to such an extent that it influences the animal soul, the evil inclination, that it should also love Hashem. Kamei Kaza, like it says, b'chol levavcha, with all your heart, it says two bases, b'shnei yitzerech, with both your evil, both inclinations. Meaning, it has to be such an overflow of love, it becomes contagious, that even the animal soul also realizes that God is great. And therefore it pays to love God. And by the way, that's the whole process of davening. The whole process of davening is that the person works, meditates. It's a system of davening. Psukha Dezimna, meditates in the greatness of Hashem, and then Birchas Krishma, meditates into the source of the animal soul, which are the angels. And through that, you create this level of love in both sides of the heart. That the animal soul and the godly soul both love Hashem. Now, what do you gain? Here's a very unique thing. What do you gain when the animal soul also loves Hashem? So number one, you gain that you don't sin. Because if the animal soul loves God instead of worlds, obviously you're not going to be involved in the world. But it accomplishes much more than that. There's a difference between, one of the few differences between people and animals. People are officially dictated by intellect. Animals are dictated by instinct, which means midas. So we learned that the word kelev, dog, is kulei lev. It's all heart. Intellect cools emotions. When somebody's very emotional, you say cool it. What does cool it mean? Cool it in simple English means to let the brain take over and calm down the midah, calm down the feeling. Because the brain could calm down and the brain could stimulate. So when you say calm down, right, how do you calm down? How can I calm down? you calm down by meditating and thinking that it's not so bad and it could be worse or whatever it is, and it's not so bad, you calm down. So therefore, feelings of animals are stronger than feelings of humans. And therefore, as everybody in America who owns a dog knows, what they say is, a dog is more loyal to the master than a person to a person. Why is that? It's a very simple reason. Not because a dog is on a higher level. A person's seichel, a person's intellect says, 1 minute, yeah, he's a great guy, but I'm also somebody. Intellect says, why should I give my life for them? I also have to live. So it cools down the feelings of love or fear, whatever it may be. Animals that don't have it, the intellect, so therefore their feelings are not hindered, or it's not limited by intellect. That means like this. If you're talking, who has stronger love? I'm not even now talking what they love. Who has stronger love? The godly soul, which is likened to a person, which is in the brain, or an animal soul, which is only animal? So of course the godly soul wants godliness and the animal soul wants world. But if you think about the actual emotion, forget about what it wants. The feeling of love of the animal soul, the midah, just the attribute of love of the animal soul is much stronger than the love of the godly soul. So when you transform the love of the animal soul, that instead of loving evil, instead of loving world, the animal soul loves God, it's not that you have double what you had before. That now, before you had the godly soul loving Hashem, and now the animal soul loves Hashem also. It's not double. The love that the animal soul has is much stronger than the love of the godly soul. So it's not only accomplishing that you change the animal soul, now your love to Hashem is much more than double. Because it's a stronger midah of love.
It's not split.
It's not split by intellect. It's pure, unadulterated love as love could be. So that level of love that of the Nefesh HaBamit is stronger than the love of the Nefesh HaLakis, of the godly soul. So when the love of the godly soul overflows to the animal soul and causes it to also love Hashem, what happens is the love is much stronger. And now Rebbe uses the pasuk that says, "V'daf tvois bekeirach sher." The pasuk says a very brilliant statement. It says in the pasuk, if you want to have a lot of grain, use an ox to work in the field instead of a person. V'daf tvois, you get a lot of tvoa bekeirach sher. So Siddur says, I need a pasuk to tell me an animal, an ox, is stronger than a person. What the pasuk is not saying that an ox, yeah, of course, an ox is stronger than a person. What the pasuk is saying, that when you transform the ox, the animal soul, to kedusha, to holiness, then you get much more grain, you get much more productivity than you would just from the godly soul. That's what the pasuk is saying. It's not a physical concept, that's a given, we know that. It's in a spiritual sense. The shard, the ox, the Nefesh HaBamis, that loves Hashem, is much stronger than the Nefesh HaLakis that loves Hashem.
For the Nefesh HaBamis to love Hashem, the godly soul has to be so strong and so loving.
That's what he's saying, that's what he wants.
What are you saying? The love of this godly soul has to be so strong.
Yeah, that it overflows to the left. Right. So and when you stimulate the Nefesh HaBamis, that's stronger than the Nefesh HaLakis.
Yeah, but originally, that love of this godly soul has to be very strong too.
Right, that's what he's saying, no?
He said that this love is stronger than that love.
When you transform it, because the actual midah. Listen,
I understand.
No, you can have a teacher and a student. The teacher teaches the student. But then the student becomes smarter than the teacher. Now, who taught the student? Who got him going? The teacher got him going. But eventually, the student had a better head than the teacher and learned more, whatever it is, and they become better than the teacher. That doesn't mean that the teacher didn't. The Rebbe stood up for his teacher that taught him Chumash and Gemara, and you know, the Rebbe definitely knew how to learn better than he did. But he was the one that started it, and that's why he gave him respect.
But he constantly has to be in that state.
Who?
The godly soul.
The godly soul is in that state by nature. You have to stimulate it.
But it has to overflow the whole body.
Right. Right.
It constantly has to do this.
Yep. What do you think? Life is easy?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so what do you want? Do you think you do it in 10 minutes and the job's over?
No, like I said, an example for a teacher and a student. The teacher doesn't have to constantly be smart. Once the student becomes smarter than the teacher, that's it.
Yeah, but this battle, listen, even a tzaddik who kills the Yetzer Hara and doesn't have it anymore, what do you think, their life is easy?
It's constant. It's not
like, yeah, but if he killed the Yetzer Hara and he transformed the Yetzer Hara to Yetzer Tzayv.
When you do kill the Yetzer Hara, don't you have, like, success? There's no more battles, there's no more Yetzer Hara. Isn't it easy?
I'm asking, is it easy?
I don't know. I was.
You're never there yet.
No.
That was there, so I know. Mm-hmm. The fun just begins.
Why?
Because the battle of a tzaddik is less, it's an equal battle, but it's less defined than the battle of the good and bad. In other words, like this. The fight between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, Nefesh Elokis, Nefesh Habaim, is good and bad, is clearly defined. Torah says this is good, Torah says this is bad. It's clear. Kosher treif is very clearly marked. Once a tzaddik graduates that level and kills the Yetzer Hara, and at a higher level transforms the Yetzer Hara to Yetzer Tov, right? So the battle of the tzaddik now is between good and better. With that definition of good and better is not so defined. In other words, it's harder choices between good and better than good and bad. Because good and bad is clearly defined. This is good, this is bad. Once you reach a level of good and the battle is between good and better, it's a much more difficult battle. It's much harder. I mean, I don't say so. Chassidus says so. But it's the difference between good and better. Remember, we told said that Nachum Schnobler with the money, the guy should give all the guy one money or the divided up. That's a choice that you have to make between good and better. That's a more difficult. You know, in a butcher store, if you have a mashgiach, you need a stronger mashgiach between kosher meat and kosher meat than kosher and treif. You know that? Let's say you have a butcher store. Between kosher and treif, you need a mashgiach to make sure this is kosher, this is treif, right? When it comes to different standards of kosher, you need a much better mashgiach than between good and bad. Why? Because the guy says, listen, this is also good, this is also kosher. Kosher, what's the difference? This is this stamp, that stamp, it's all kosher. So you mix them up. Is the person eating treif? No, so what's the big deal? Let him eat it. It's anything which is the difficulties of adulthood versus child. I mean, as we all know, and I'm sure your kids told you this, that when they have finals and they have exams, you have no idea of difficulties in life. Right? They will tell you clearly. Speak to the kids, finals time. Parents, you have no understanding of difficulties in life, and we are the ones that really understand the difficult things in life. Okay? We all went through that one way or another, either as kids or as adults or both. It's a whole different perspective. The decisions that people have to make in life, the difficult decisions, are the ones that are not clear. The ones that are clear are easy to make. The good and bad is a clear distinction of what's right, what's wrong. When you have to make a decision between A and B, and they're very similar, and the more similar they become, by the way, the tzaddik is constantly tested. Because once he reaches a level of good and better, then the good and better becomes less defined. And if a tzaddik, by the way, sins by doing good instead of better, which is on the level of a tzaddik, an equal sin to somebody who does good and bad. If a tzaddik does good instead of better, for, on their level, it's a sin like somebody that ate not kosher food. So it's a much harder, it's a much harder battle. Okay, you'll see when you become a tzaddik, you'll understand what I'm talking about. I'm not worried about it. Oh, you're not worried about it. Okay. Okay, so he says like this. Six lines in the bottom. It should reach and come to a level of Ava Rabba, this tremendous love. V'chibe yaseir, and even an additional level of love, mi madregas ava azeh kirish peish, which is even stronger than the burning level of love, which is called ava betainugim, enjoyable love. There is two levels in love. One is ava kirish peish, a burning love, and one is an enjoyable love. In Gashmitz, it's a very simple example. Sometimes, when you're far away from somebody you love, you have a burning desire and a burning love to be with them. Okay? When you're close to them, you don't have a burning desire to be with them because you are with them. But that level of love is called the love of enjoyment. When they're there, then this love of enjoyment. There's a level of a tzaddik that has this burning level of love from the distance, that the way the distance from Hashem. They're so far, like we learned before in Perek Zayin and Ches, that the love that the Baal Tshuva has because of its distance from Hashem, the Aveda becomes a mitzvah. That's the love that comes from distance. A person has this longing because they're missing out. They don't have something they want. But Ava B'Tainugim in level is a higher thing. It's a level of love that you're there already, and you have alukus, and you're enjoying it like olam haba. So he says you have such a strong level of love, you even reach a higher level of ava betainugim, that you reach a level of being one with Hashem. That is the second level of love, and he calls it, that's called, because of ava betainugim, love of enjoyment, l'sanig al Hashem, to enjoy Hashem, me'ein olam haba, like it is in the olam haba, in the world to come. See, Ava Aza, that love of burning sensation of love from the distance, that comes from the heart. The heart desires, Tzaman Nafshi Alalakim, the soul is thirsty to Hashem, that's in the heart. The enjoyment part, that's already in the brain. Hamisanig Baskolas Hashem, that enjoys understanding Alokus. Based on the level of his understanding. That's the level of, not of fire, like the first level of love, but attribute of water. And the planted, which is in the Kedusha, the sanctity of the godly soul. That transforms to good, the mayim, the temptations of the nefesh habamis, that was the original cause of all the temptations to begin with. Meaning like this. There's a level like the Alter Rebbe spoke before. In the first paragraph, the Alter Rebbe explains that there's four bad elements. Fire, air, earth, and water. Fire element in evil is the burning desire for worldly things. Transforming that to holiness means the burning desire to be close with Hashem. But then you're distant. Then you reach a level of mayim, the attribute of enjoyment. Enjoyment is not a burning sensation. When you're really indulged in eating and you enjoy it, you're not having a longing to it, you have it. That's the level of taiva, the temptation. So from the burning sensation of wanting it, and you're finally getting it, now you're enjoying it. So the same thing is in a locus. You transform the burning love of evil to want holiness. And once you have the holiness, you're transforming the desire of evil to desire of Kedusha. And that's what the Nefesh HaLakis, that's what the godly soul wants in the body. that it should be so full of control of godliness that even the animal soul is completely transformed to holiness. That's what it wants. Okay, Shakazar Beitz Chaim Shanun Paragimel, B'Shem Hazer, in the name of the Zayar, Shahara Napach Liyes Tev Gamur, that the evil of the animal soul becomes 100% good, Kuma Yetzer Tev Mamish, Mamish, like the good inclination. Nefesh Abamis becomes Nefesh Lekis. How? B'Hasar Abganim Atzeim Imanah, by removing the impure garments, which are Tainugi Elam Hazer, the enjoyment of the world, Shumalubishbam, that it's involved in. And he says, that's the love and fear, and he says, V'chein Shara Midas, Shabalev, all the other Midas of the art, which are the branches of fear and love, what does the godly soul want? You, Hashem, Levada, should only be for God. V'chokeach Adiba, Shabapan, the whole power of speech in the mouth and the mind, Yumamulay, Melevusha, Machshava, V'diba, Shonefesh, Shulikis, Levada, should be full of the godly soul's thought, speech, and action, which are Machshavas Hashem, V'teirosei, the thought of Teirah, the thought of God in his Torah, liyasichase kol hayom, that the whole day should talking, leipasik pumim megirse, the mouth should never stop, or keach hamaisis should be yadayim, the action of the hands, or all the other ramachivam, all the other 248 organs, yubamaisa mitzvahs levad, should be involved in the action of mitzvahs, which is the levush shlishi of the nefesh ulkis. So basically, in simple English, the godly soul wants like this. The intellect, the emotions, the thoughts, speech, action of the entire body should only be for God. That's all the Nefesh HaLikis wants. Now Dr. Rebbe gives two lines for the Nefesh HaBamis. Ach Nefesh HaBamis, what does the animal soul want in conquering the body? He says a very, and this is a phenomenal concept. Ritzein Elahopich Mamish, he Wamish wants the opposite. In other words, what does he want? That the intellect and the heart and the thought, speech and action should be full of evil, of temptations. But why? But now the Alter Rebbe says, L'tevis ha'odam, this is for the benefit of the person. Why? She is gabed olel v'inatzcheno, that the person should overcome the evil. Like it says, the mashal of the Zayin and the Zayir HaKadosh. The Zayir gives an analogy of the Yetzer Hara, of the evil inclination, like a king, that wanted to test the morals of his son, to make sure they're up to level. So he hired a Zayin, a prostitute, to try to convince the prince to sin. So the Zayna knows this is a prince. He doesn't belong to sin. I don't want him to sin. But in order to bring out how good the son is, she puts on all her charm to try to convince him to sin. But down deep, what does she want? That he shouldn't sin. So in other words, Rebbe is explaining, what does the Nefesh HaBamis want? To convince the person to sin, but that it shouldn't. And this is all for the person's benefit. Which means, as we learned many, many times, Hashem made evil in the world because in order for good to be good, you need the opportunity to do evil. Evil is not an end by itself. Evil is a means to come to good. But good cannot be good if you don't have the opportunity to do evil. If you're programmed to do good and you do good, it's worthless. So Hashem said, listen, I'm going to make a Yetzer Hara to try to convince you to sin. But what does the Yetzer Hara want? That you shouldn't sin. And you really should be good. So that's what Alter Rebbe says. Even the Nefesh HaBamis, which is fighting over the body, is really also on your side. It also doesn't want you to sin. But in order to get you to that level, it has to convince you to sin. Problem is, he usually wins. But that is what the battle, and this is what Alter Rebbe is finishing the parak, this is the battle between good and evil over the city, which is the body. Each king wants to conquer the city, that it should be completely under its control. But the Nefesh HaBamis' desire to control is that it shouldn't have the control. But in order not to have the control, it has to control. And the person should fight it and not listen to it, and then he's happy. What? Because just he's very good at his job of convincing us to sin. No, doesn't.